Blog Talk Radio.
Take a licking. There is someone waiting who will hurry up and rescue you. Just call for Super Chicken.
Andy Schneider, but most know me as the Chicken Whisperer. My co-host is poultry advocate and author Pat Foreman. Today is Friday. Yep, we made it through another work week together. It's Friday, October 22nd, and I'd like to thank all of you for tuning in this afternoon on Blog Talk Radio. This is a live radio show that is broadcast around the world. This radio show is all about keeping backyard poultry, show poultry, gardening and farming, and living a self-sufficient lifestyle. You can follow the Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer radio show 24 hours a day at our website, chickenwhisperer.com. That's chickenwhisperer.com. From there, you can follow us on Twitter, be one of our 2,000-plus fans, become a fan on Facebook, be one of our 6,500-plus fans, visit our blog where you can get all kinds of great information, sign up for our monthly e-newsletter so you know what's going on, and get all kinds of great Chicken Whisperer gear. If you're listening live today on Blog Talk Radio, I invite you to join us right now, right this second. Come join us in the live chicken chat room. You can talk with other backyard poultry with the Chicken Whisperer fans and other chicken owners from around the country. You can also ask any questions you may have for our special guest. And, man, we got some great special guests that come on this show, I tell you. You can ask them any questions you want when they come on the show. All you got to do is click on the Chat Now button at our homepage there at Blog Talk Radio. Take a moment to register. That'll get you your own unique, fun, and creative screen name. Then you can come on in, sit a spell, have a great time, meet some new friends, talk all about really anything you want to. Backyard poultry, show poultry, sustainable lifestyle, gardening, farming, tractors, tilling, composting, solar power, wind power. All up for grabs in the Chicken Whisperer chat room. I would also like to invite you to mark this radio show as a favorite and request to be on our friends list while you're there at Blog Talk Radio. Hope you'll take a moment to do this today. And again, I want to thank you all for tuning in today, Fun Friday, to Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer, brought to you by, you guessed it, ManaPro. ManaPro is committed to providing the best quality products that your animals deserve at a value you can appreciate. No matter the animal, no matter the product, you can be certain that ManaPro cares as much about the well-being of your flock as you do. So try one of the many poultry products offered at a retailer near you. ManaPro, nurturing life.
Pictures of chickens on aprons are common across America. But picture a chicken wearing an apron, and you'll probably get a good chuckle. Laugh if you must, but nothing protects hens better than the Hen Saver Hen Apron. Hen Saver Hen Aprons protect your hens from the damage caused by an overly affectionate rooster, and may even provide protection from an unexpected hawk attack. Hen Savers come in several different sizes to fit both bantam and standard-sized hens and roosters. Colors include camo, denim, navy, brown, khaki or black, and soon pink. Crazy K Farm is expanding its already colorful Hen Saver collection to include the color pink. A portion of their sales will be donated to organizations that fund breast cancer research and awareness. Order your Hen Saver aprons today at hensaver.com. That's hensaver.com.
ManaPro understands that poultry owners are as diverse as the birds they care for, which is why they offer both medicated and non-medicated starters. Whichever product you choose, you know you're getting great nutrition for your new chicks. Look for ManaPro products at a retailer near you. ManaPro, nurturing life.
Ideal Poultry has been a family-owned and operated business since 1937. Their business is built on customer service and quality poultry, from rare white and brown egg layers to broilers, ducks, turkeys, and bantams. Ideal Poultry is the largest supplier of backyard poultry in the United States, shipping close to 5 million chicks annually. Visit them online at idealpoultry.com. That's idealpoultry.com.
Established in 1957, GQF has become the name to trust when it comes to quality products and superior customer service. GQF offers a wide range of poultry products, including incubators, brooders, feeders, waters, and much, much more. Give them a call at 912-236-0651 or visit them online at gqfradio.com. That's GQFradio.com.
How would you like a punch in the beak?
Actually, in reality, I am Super Chicken.
All righty. Thank you very much for staying with us today on Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer. Yes, it's Friday. Man, this week flew by for me. I don't know about you guys, but it flew by. I can't believe it's already Friday, but I'm glad it is. We've made it through another long work week together. It's now time to bring on my wonderful co-host, poultry advocate and author, Pat Foreman. Hey, Pat.
Hey, Whisper. This week did fly by. I cannot believe it's Friday already either, but it is fun, freaky, frolicking, frivolous, and foul-filled Friday, so here we go. I'm in the car, Whisper. I'm headed on my way to the D.C. Convention Center. So this weekend is the Green Festival. Yeah, I've got Oprah Winfrey and Attila the Hen. They're all tucked nicely in their little travel carriers. and I'm just tootling down the highway here. I'm on 81, and sometimes it loses our signal or it goes into roving. So I'm not sure if I'll fade in and out or not on you. But I'll certainly stay as long as I can. How are you doing today?
I couldn't be better. It is Friday. I woke up. I didn't see dirt, so all is well. Yes.
Speaking of dirt, I watched the movie Dirt last night. D-I-R-T, Dirt.
Yeah.
It was excellent. Have you seen it? It's about topsoil and about how we're so we're not using it, or and how we can create it and how it's therapeutic. It's a superior film. I'm going to buy it for my library. Go ahead.
That's awesome. No, I have not seen it yet. I'm guessing that it probably starts off with somebody using a really nice rear-tine Troy-built tiller, tilling up the beautiful soil, making it look all nice and lovely for our spring planting. Am I right or am I wrong?
Well, you're partly right. They did talk about plowing and how that caused the great dust bowl of the Great Plains. So tilling is just another form of micro-plowing. So, yes, they did talk about soil abuse. And dirt abuse.
Well, you got to be careful with that soil abuse. That'll get you 10 to 15 in the county pen.
yeah, that's right. That's right. Oh, you got to see it. It's one of those. I'm going to buy it and then loan it out to people so they can really understand the value of topsoil and why we don't exist without it. Try to grow your food in rocks or deep red clay. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Anyway,
no, I have to look that up. Maybe it's on Netflix. Maybe I can do a. It is. Okay, awesome.
It came in from Netflix. But anyway, I interrupted you. You were going to tell about your weekend, and then I heard the word dirt, and I got all dirt, and I got all excited because I love dirt.
No problem. Everybody likes to play in the dirt. Let me tell you. I woke up, got a little bit of work done around the house, and then I headed down to the ManaPro Mill Manipro feed mill here in Chamblee, Georgia, not too far away from me at all. And I picked up some goodies for tomorrow's big event. You're up there at the Green Festival promoting backyard poultry. I'll be down here tomorrow at a Tractor Supply Company grand opening in Gainesville, Georgia.
Awesome.
It's actually Oakwood, but most people know Gainesville, so we'll be in Gainesville, Georgia. And we'll arrive probably around 9 a.m., my pregnant wife and I, and we'll set up. And we'll broadcast live. So tune in tomorrow, folks. A rare Saturday show. We do have Saturday shows when we're on the road and doing the tour and whatnot. So tomorrow we'll be live right here on Blog Talk Radio, broadcasting from 10 a.m. Eastern to 11 a.m. Eastern. And then after the radio show, we're going to hang out till about noon there at the Tractor Supply. We're going to give away all kinds of cool prizes. We're going to have chicken trivia, interacting with some of the customers there and our fans, so that you can come on by. We're going to have all. Let's see, what did I pick up today at the Manipro Feed Mill? I got oyster shell, I got grit, I got poultry conditioner, and I got some 50-pound bags of Manipro egg maker laying pellets. So we've got lots of stuff to give away. Plus, not only that, I've got koozies and keychains and clips, magnetic clips that you can clip on things. I'll have some Chicken Whisper gear we'll probably give away. So lots of really cool stuff. And for tomorrow's event there at the Tractor Supply. So I've got that going on tomorrow. After that, to be honest with you, I think that we're going to come back here, unload the car, and go pick up Jen's mom, and we're going to go out and basically window shop for, I know it's a little early, folks, so don't blame me, but window shop for a little baby stuff. I think we may go register at Babies R Us. While I'm at Tractor Supply tomorrow, I'm going to see if we can't register there, too, for the baby, and see if we can't get some fence stuff and all kinds of that, all kinds of stuff like that. So, but register at Tractor Supply and Home Depot and Lowe's. That's what I'm telling you. Got to get a fence put in down there at the farmhouse so the baby doesn't crawl all over the world. So that's my justification for it. But so yeah, tomorrow we will Dragon Eggs is saying that she's still waiting on her wristbands. I'll have to look into my email and whatnot and see what else. I think I know. I think it's maybe a T-shirt and wristbands. I got everything piled up here, ready to go. Even last week's Friday stuff, I just haven't had time to put it in the boxes, tape it up, and get it up to the postal service to get it shipped out. But I keep an ongoing list. I'm normally not far behind at all. Normally, I stay on top of that pretty stuff, getting the prizes out if they're coming out of this office. And everybody else, it says they have John Deere baby booties at TSC, so I'll have to check those out tomorrow, Penny, when I get there to the Tractor Supply, and they got baby clothes and cute ones, too, and all kinds of stuff like that. So Terry Nix just joining us. Yes, I think I made the announcement. I don't know, I guess it was Tuesday or Wednesday that Jen and I are expecting our first child. We're not sure yet if it's going to be a pullet or a cockerel, but maybe about 10, 12 weeks, I guess, we'll candle her, and we'll try to see if we can tell if it's going to be a pullet or a cockerel, because right now she's in the early stages of incubation. And so because Jen is expecting our first pullet or cockerel. So, yep, apps. It goes on and on and on.
I love the puns. They're endless. They're absolutely endless, the chicken jokes and the puns that you can do with them. Oh, my God.
We're loving it. Oh, me. So, other than that, just kind of a laid-back weekend. I'm definitely looking forward to next weekend because we're heading down to the farmhouse, and it's got so much stuff going on next weekend. I'll share with you next week. It's going to be fun. I'm really excited. Everybody's laughing online about our puns with the poultry puns. There we go.
That's right.
Poultry puns we're having fun with. So, yeah, Bard Rock's asking, what if it's a double yoke? Well, then I think that I'll just probably go on a really, really long tractor ride and cry very, very hard until I get over it and then turn around and come back. So it's amazing. You know, no matter how mad you are, what kind of mood you're in, you just get up on that tractor. Even if it's just sitting in your backyard, you crank it up, let it run a little bit so, you know, it keeps the battery charged and all the parts, you know, you just sit up there and everything seems to be all right. No matter what kind of problems you're having in the world, you just sit up there, you look out at your chickens and your goats and your dogs, and it's just life doesn't get any better than that. So I found that's my stress relief. My therapeutic time is when I can hop up on that tractor. So, but Uh-oh, hang on. I got to look at this. Somebody put a link in the yeah, they're actually Andy's little baby's room. I love that. You're going to have to send me where you got that kind of the farm scene, because that's it's funny. When Jen registered at Target, she's got a bunch of things like the – anyway, it's called barnyard theme, and so she's on this barnyard theme for everything. So that's not too far from the truth there, Dragon Eggs, as far as the post you put in the chat room. So I've got a lot of cool – I don't have any specific chickens in the news as far as news articles, but I am going to share with you a couple of things here. Pat, you may have some chickens in the news here that you can share as well. But
don't. I'm on the road, and I left my chicken news file title at home. Sorry.
No, that's perfectly fine. I just wanted to share with you, I read a couple of chickens in the news yesterday, and then I made a few comments on those, and I just wanted to share with you some of the comments that were made in rebuttal to my comment. Now, yesterday, first, Chickens in the News is brought to you by, you know what, hang on just a second, let me get to the switchboard. I got off track here talking about everything. Okay, there we go. Let me go back over here. Let me check one more thing out, folks. I'm going to see, being Friday, let's see if Randall Berkey is going to be calling in. I'm going to their website, randallberkey.com. I'm going to check and see here if we've got a Chicken Whisperer special up. They do. So maybe I'm checking the phone lines to see if Peach is going to be calling in. They've got a really big, holy cow, that looks like a big 5-gallon bucket feeder called the Feather Feeder. It holds up to 50 pounds of feed.
Oh, those are nice.
Man, what a,
those are really nice. Yeah.
What a deal that is.
When we had our the free-range poultry farm, we had quite a few of those. You just go dump a bag in, and it'd stay for 2-3 days.
Yeah.
So, real chore saver.
Yeah, exactly. That's why we have like 5 waterers and 5 feeders here at the house, because, you know, it can save you some time as long as you make sure they're nice and clean and your chickens are taken care of. So, yeah, we'll just go ahead before Peach calls in. If she has a chance, we will go start Chickens in the News. Chickens in the News, folks, as you know, is brought to you by MeyerHatchery.com. We'll be broadcasting live from Meyer Hatchery on location when we're up in Polk, Ohio, visiting them on Friday, November the 12th. And then on Saturday, November 13th, we'll be broadcasting live at the Ohio National Poultry Show. You can get all that information about the Ohio National Poultry Show at ohionational.org. That's ohionational.org. Visit them. Come on out. Say hello. 7,000-plus birds, a jillion people. And then the day before, come on out to Meyer Hatchery. I can't wait to take the tour, and we'll have fun there broadcasting live. And I think we're even going to announce they've got a photo contest they're doing on their Facebook page at MeyerHatchery.com, and I think we'll be announcing the winner of that live on the radio show that day on Friday the 12th. So news is brought to you by MeyerHatchery.com. Yesterday I read, it was kind of like a satire, if you will, from the Southeast Missourian. The blog is called The Irony of It All. So he makes play of things, and we mentioned that yesterday on the radio show as well. And he was talking about chickens, the entry-level drug to livestock hoarding. And so y'all remember kind of the story I was talking about. And then I quickly answered to that with my it's pretty much a generic answer that I answer whenever people are kind of bashing backyard poultry. It's got a lot of factual information there and really putting things in perspective. And, of course, so I responded with that. And then we've got some – I'm just going to read you some of the responses after that that we got. Let's see. We have CW, you're a Georgia person. You don't have a dog in this fight. We had one that said, CW, get over yourself. We had one that said we had one from actually the gentleman who posted the initial article, Brad Hollerbach, that said, Chicken Whisperer, I guess your post must be an automated response to every iGoogle search response you get to the word chickens. I've gotten some similar lengthy comments before regarding other topics I've written on. I'm always suspicious when a comment to one of my blogs is more than double the length of the blog itself. While your knee was apparently jerking so fast to get this response submitted, I guess you failed to read the name of this blog. It's The Irony of It All. Yes, we get that. That's a hint to the tone and nature of most of my writing. So it says, and by the way, I was raised on a farm. Okay, so he may not have any idea about 6 to 12 chickens in an urban backyard flock, and we had a couple of dozen chickens. There was also a commercial chicken house across the road while I was growing up with about 20,000 chickens. I know a little something about chickens. Thanks for reading. And so he had put that. There were some other comments that were pretty entertaining. And then COJ Chickens, who's often in our chat room, she posted, "Everyone has a dog in the fight of rational thinking and factual debate." I love that one. That was great.
That's good.
Good for you. And then let's see, somebody put, this is the one I responded to. This came to us from Jackson Jazzman. He went, "Shh, the cows want you to eat more chicken." Of course, the added benefit of chickens was never mentioned by this pro-egg crowd. That is chickens and dumplings. Yum. How many Cape City folks, will wring those chicken necks for a fresh hen in the pot, or pluck those feathers for a feather bed or pillow? What are they supposed to do with the carcasses? Sure, chickens do die. You can't just throw a dead chicken in with your city trash. What about all the poop? No one wants to compost chicken droppings. Now, this is the way I responded to that. "I will address your two chicken questions, Jackson Jazzman. There is no reason why you can't throw a chicken carcass in the city trash. Thousands of chicken carcasses are put in the city trash every day from homes and restaurants. What do you think people do with their leftover rotisserie chickens they purchase from the grocery store deli? How about the thousands of turkey carcasses thrown out after Thanksgiving?" So apparently this guy thinks for some reason you can't put a chicken carcass in the trash, but millions are discarded every single day. Number two, many chicken owners do add the chicken poop to their existing compost bins. Some add the chicken poop to their gardens. Did you know that many people without backyard chickens actually purchase chicken poop from the garden store to spread around their plants, yards, and garden? Some chicken owners may even collect the chicken poop daily and dispose of it in the city trash, just like the contents of a cat litter box are their child's dirty diaper full of human poop. Ever think about that? Yes, tons of human poop from babies ends up in the city trash every single day. Just some points to ponder. Thanks, the Chicken Whisperer." And so
that's good. That's really good writing there, Whisper. Yeah.
We had a good time with this one, so I wanted to share that with you. Some of the responses, some of the rebuttals that we've had there, and then the ongoing little the little online fight that we're doing. So that's always fun. Let me get over here. There we go. Hang on just a second. Okay, cool. Yeah, Poultry saying, "Hey, we need to go make some comments. Let's back them up. Let's go back them up." So I wanted to share that with you, number one. Let me see what else I've got here in chickens in the news. I want to remind you that, yes, ManaPro does have a new website. It's got lots of you can see all of their poultry products, and there's an Ask the Chicken Whisperer little portion there at ManaPro.com. So we've got that just started and opened up. Let's see. Here's some congratulating news. Regarding backyard poultry, regarding chickens, into the news. Kendall Board okays urban chickens. Yorkville, if you want to keep chickens in Kendall County, you no longer have to keep them down on the farm. The county board this week approved an amendment to its zoning ordinance to allow people living on lots of at least 1 acre to keep up to 12 chickens. That includes people living in subdivisions, zone R2 and R3, generally subdivisions with larger lots. Previously, chickens were allowed in the R1 zoning district on property between the 1 and 3 acres with a maximum of 5 chickens. There was no provision for chickens on the R2 and R3 districts. Associate Planner John Sterrett told board members that this was a case of making the law fit that was already actually happening. People who had already had chickens were asking to be able to keep them legally. "We had some people approach us," he said. "Chickens, as well as other farm-type animals, still are not allowed on property of less than 1 acre in any residentially zoned area. Keeping chickens in urban settings is a growing trend across the nation and has been discussed in several Fox Valley communities. Allowing chickens in residential areas is not such an odd thing," he said. As some board members and audience members chuckled, "It's kind of creeping across the nation, if you will." So I guess congratulations to the Kendall folks. An acre still quite high. And we talk about in-town lots that may just be a half acre, depending on the subdivision. But regardless, another city has allowed or changed their laws to allow backyard poultry. And again, our guesstimation here is about 85 to 90% of the towns across America that approach changing their laws do so in a positive light. And they do allow backyard poultry. Some still are a little bit more strict than others, but some are not. So wanted to share that with you. And I have some really exciting news for you. Again, we try to strive and bring you the most awesome guests and experts in their field, from poultry to sustainable living, farming, gardening, the whole nine yards. And as many of you know, the garden show that we've had on the show, we designate the first and third Wednesdays of this radio show to basically a gardening show. And Jane Jensen had joined us for a little while, and since she has moved on and continuing the garden plight there at her property and her yard, but that position opened up, and we're very proud to announce that many of you may remember several weeks ago we had the founders of Your Garden Show on this radio show. And it's a website, yourgardenshow.com, and it's a really cool website. It's taking off like gangbusters, very, very popular. Well, I reached out to them and told them about the opening here on the radio show on the first and third Wednesdays of every month, and told them that, you know, I would like to talk to them about coming on as a regular scheduled guest to talk about gardening around the country. And I got an email from them and a phone call yesterday that they have taken me up on the offer. And so we've got, starting the first Wednesday in November, we're going to have a really good partnership, I hope, with yourgardenshow.com. They're going to have special guests on the first and third Wednesdays of every month. In fact, the host of the show, they'll be pulling all kinds of guests from their website and the hundreds and thousands of people that have their gardens and their pictures of their gardens on their website. But Anna, I'm going to probably totally murder her name here, Anna Sorol. She's a propagation manager at Monrovia Growers, supervising a 35-acre inventory of tree stock. She knows local retail nurseries from the ground up. She's managed Agriscapes at California Polytechnic University of Pomona, and a center to promote agriculture and environmental literacy, and helped coordinate the statewide Garden in Every School program. She's also edited the newspaper for the California Association of Nurseries and Garden Centers, and she runs an urban family farm in California as well. So she's going to be, I think, our regular host on Mondays. Mondays, God, where does that come from? Slap me silly. On Wednesdays, the first and third Wednesdays. And so I'm really looking forward to that. And starting in November, so the first and third, we're going to have the shows there in November. So we've got that going on. I wanted to make an announcement, which is awesome. I'm very excited about that. And let me see if there's any others here before we go to the phone lines. I think that's probably about it. So what I'm going to do, those of you who were listening yesterday, Dr. McCray was with us, and had great topics she talked about, but she also gave us a chicken trivia question. So I'm going to bring her back on right now. Dr. McCray, you are live on the air, and I called her to invite her back on to share the answer to this trivia question, which I'm about to tell everybody again right now. Let me get over here to the chat room. Because we had quite the discussion going on about this, and in fact, I want to ask Pat and get Pat's answer, and then we'll get the answer from Dr. McCray. So this came to us from their Facebook page, Center for Small Flock Research and Innovation. Today's quiz question. Ready, Pat?
I'm not sure. Some of these questions are pretty tough.
You got,
yes,
yeah,
I'm ready.
You and me both.
I think
go
you'll
for
find
it.
This exciting.
Yes,
it is
exciting. Okay. Hey,
here
Professor.
We go.
Okay.
The hen mobilizes blank percent of her body calcium from her bones and diet to make the eggshell. Okay, the hen immobilizes what percentage of her body calcium from her bones and diet to make the eggshell? A, 10%, B, 35%, C, 47%, or D, 53%. And just all of our new listeners now, I'll read it one more time. The hen mobilizes what percent of her body calcium from her bones and diet to make the eggshell? Now, as you know, most, you know, takes about, you know, depending on what information you look at, 24 to 26 hours for a hen to produce that egg. But A, 10%, B, 35%, C, 47%, D, 53%. Now, I'm going to get your answer, Pat, and then I'll give you what I said and the justification behind it. What do you think, Pat?
Well, I want to know, a little clarification here, Professor, if we could. Is that just for one eggshell, or is that her whole life?
One eggshell every day.
One eggshell every day. I know, it's amazing. And this is calcium coming from her bones, not
and
from
diet.
And diet. Okay. Well,
but
she
mobilizes
her
it from her body.
From her body.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Huh. I've never even thought of this. I've always just been amazed they can produce eggs day after day after day. I don't know. I truly, it would just be a
guess.
Guess. Take a guess.
A, B,
we all guess.
C, or D.
Guess B or D?
A, B, C, or D.
Oh, I'd guess 10%. That seems like even an enormous amount, even at that rate.
And you know what? That was my answer too, Pat, because I was thinking, okay, you know, I'm thinking, you know, when I'm thinking of mobilizing this hen is taking all this calcium out of her bones to survive. And she's,
and
you know,
she's
kind
of
thinking,
Andy, your first guess yesterday was 35%. And then
no,
you rescinded it to 10.
No, I'm going to go back and listen to the archive because I don't think so. But yeah, 10%, I can't imagine it being that high, because I was like, you know, holy cow, you know, and that's 24-hour period basically to make an egg, 25, 26 hours. So I'm thinking they're gonna take, you know, I can't imagine half of their calcium out and then have to go and eat and put all that back into their system just to make another egg for me the next day. Yeah.
Then how do you even calculate that, Professor? I mean, you got the weight of the eggshell, I guess, and what do you do? Like,
some very complex scientific experiments that have gone into determining that particular percentage. And that was done very, very early in poultry science. I don't know the specifics of, you know, whether, you know, it was a bomb calorimeter or some other sorts of equipment were used, but what's your guess, Pat?
I think she said 10%.
I'm going to stick with 10%. It's probably some enormous amount, but when you talk about calcium,
too.
Yeah,
let's get a drum roll. And the answer is, Dr. McCray?
47%.
Oh,
yes.
My, totally unfounded.
Totally
so if
unfounded,
you completely understand what the hen physiologically goes through to give you an egg every day, not only does she need to pull from a balanced diet that you provide her, that's why we know more about poultry rations than any other species on the face of the earth, because they have to lay eggs, these chickens. But if you look at exactly how much she has to process to not only eat it, put it in her bones, process it back out of her bones, put it into an eggshell and lay that egg, boy, you're going to look at your breakfast tomorrow with a whole lot more respect, or at least your breakfast maker.
So you're saying, Professor, that it isn't in her system, you know, like in the lymph or in the interstitial tissues or whatever, but it actually has to go into her bones and back out of the bones as a
mm-hmm.
matrix?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's astonishing.
There's a lot to it, and there is some circulating. Yeah.
I'm glad people don't lay eggs.
We do. Just not with hard
or shells.
No,
I don't lay eggs with shells. Ouch!
Well,
so I hope everyone who listens has just a little bit more respect for those eggs that your laying hens give you every morning.
Yeah. That proves one thing to
you
me.
You can go that, hug a chicken.
That, well, it proves
mine.
To me that I'm... I'm going to... Well, that I was going to say, that just proves to me one thing, that I'm really going to make sure all my hens are getting the calcium that they need, I'm going to really have to start giving them lots of yogurt and milk to make sure.
I have to go now. No.
That
please.
Cut deep, Whisper. That cut
yeah.
deep.
Yeah. Oh,
it's funny, but it cut.
I actually have a student who is working on that for you guys. One of my students did take that question for their paper this year in my class. So hopefully by December we'll have a good little report for you all. That was
okay,
one of
I'd
the.
I'd like to see that actually, because my chickens do like yogurt. It seems like it just goes in their craw and it must just ferment there in the gizzard or something. But yeah, I'm looking forward to that report, Professor.
Sure.
Great.
Well,
thank
I hope
you.
Everyone enjoyed that little bit of poultry fact trivia, if you call it that.
It was awesome. It was absolutely
exciting.
Fun and awesome. It was exciting. And yeah, I had to pull that little yogurt milk thing. I just had to pull that for my calcium. That is priceless. I had to. Because we get that question on the radio show about every day about giving yogurt, and we've covered it about 6,000 times. So I couldn't resist. Well, thank you for joining us on your
busy
Friday.
Sure. Enjoy the rest of your fun Friday. You take
we'll
care.
Do our best. Thank
you. You too.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
My
wow.
goodness gracious.
47%. Whisper, that just doesn't sound possible.
I know. It doesn't. I think it's totally unfounded.
I think they missed a decimal point. It's really 4.7%.
Yeah, there you go. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Oh dear.
That is.
Well,
that's amazing. I can't believe it. So when I found out the answer, I said, "Oh, I've got to have a doctor on to share that with us." Because yesterday it did get kind of interesting. And then of course somebody, I think Purple Lotus, I don't even think that they're in the chat room today. Let me scroll down and see. No, they're not. They were the one that were really, she was really ready for this one. She was really egging me on to create a little segment at the beginning of the show about, you know, a little segment called "That Really Ruffles My Feathers" or "That Just Really Makes Me Broody" or, you know, some type of little segment, and have, you know, a topic that may or may not be related to backyard poultry. In most instances, it probably wouldn't be, where I take maybe 60 seconds to vent about something. And because
I think a stew pot was one of the suggestions for the show topics.
Yep. It's now time for our stew pot segment, where we talk about what really gets on my nerves. So anyway, so I thought maybe we would start with that today, and for about 60 seconds, just the things that make you go, Yeah, and of course, Dragonfly saying, CW, you don't need to be egged on. You crow very well all on your own. No problem there. Oh,
yes.
My goodness.
Well, it's good to have opinions. You know exactly where you stand or sit, whatever
exactly.
the case may be.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And you just have no idea how many people agree or disagree with you, but it always opens up great, great debate, whether it's related or not related to poultry. So let's see if I can get this done in about 60 seconds. And see how you, as a radio show host here in Atlanta, is like, let's see how many people I can make mad with this statement.
Yeah, really. So that's why it's called stew pot. Just make everybody hot.
Exactly. So my 60 seconds today, I was thinking about this today when I was heading down to the ManaPro feed mill, and I was thinking, you know, I don't know where you live, but where I live on Sunday afternoons, a lot of these mega churches will go out and hire police officers at, say, $20 an hour to stop the flow of traffic so their congregation doesn't have to wait in the parking lot to exit the church service. Now, I attend church on a regular basis, and we don't hire a police officer to stop you or anybody else because we have made the conscious decision to go to this, say, mega church. So I'm wondering if it's a feeling of superiority that they feel like because they belong to this mega church that they can have the right to stop me. You know, maybe I leave church and I'm going to lunch with my family and I'm heading down the road and all of a sudden traffic backs up tremendously and I'm delayed and I have to wait a long time because you that attend the mega church maybe feel like you're special and that you don't have you shouldn't have to wait. So I'm thinking that there's maybe advantages and disadvantages of attending a big mega church. Maybe one of the disadvantages is it takes you a little bit longer to get out of the parking lot on Sunday afternoon. But why you feel like I should be delayed on my regular routine because you don't want to wait in the parking lot getting out there and getting in traffic. And someone actually threw out a safety issue. If that was a safety issue, then how come they don't have a traffic police officer at every red light at 5 o'clock in the afternoon? Okay, there's hundreds of thousands of people that leave work at 5 o'clock every day. If it was a safety issue, how about doing that at every single red light throughout the entire state of Georgia Friday afternoon at 5 p.m. if it's a safety issue? That's not going to fly with me. So it's like a safety issue. If it's a safety issue because you have all these people leaving this mega church pulling out in the traffic, how about all the people that are leaving that big high-rise office building at 5 o'clock on Friday afternoon? Yeah, I don't have a police officer stopping me on Friday afternoon when all of the, people and all the workers are getting out of their workplace. Traffic's horrible in the mornings. Traffic's horrible in the afternoon. And you have to wait coming out of your business to enter the highway on Monday through Friday because there's 10,000 people coming out of that office complex. But hey, so I don't buy that safety issue. If it was a safety issue, then we would be doing it Monday through Friday when traffic's so bad at 9 and 5. But it's not. They're not doing it then for anybody else. It's just on Sunday.
Maybe it's a righteousness issue here, Whisper. It's a righteous issue. I mean, if you go to church, you deserve to get out of traffic earlier.
No, I don't think it's that because
I'm
it's
kidding.
A very,
I'm really
few,
kidding.
Very,
I'm totally kidding.
Oh, I know you are. I know you are. It's just like maybe a very, very small percentage, but it's only the mega churches that are doing it. If it's a safety issue, how come nobody's there letting me out of my church when I exit if it's a safety issue? So, anywho.
Because the flock is with you. That's Whisper. That's why. The flock is with you. You don't need safety protection because the flock is with you.
So funny. And in fact, some of the officers here, they'll actually pull their car up on the grass, and they'll plug this little thing into the light, and they'll actually control the light versus actually getting out of the car and actually directing traffic. They'll actually just sit there and press the buttons based on the flow of traffic so people don't have to wait getting out of the parking lot at church. So it is very, very interesting. So anyway, that's today's stew pot for you, seeing how many people that we can kind of ruffle their feathers with today. This may or may not be my personal opinion. This may or may not be my true belief in whether that's right or wrong. But for the stew pot segment that people have requested, I'll try to continue to come up. Somebody was saying it's just a race to the nearest restaurant after church. It always is.
That's right. Yeah, it is, isn't it? Yeah. Oh dear.
Oh, very, very fun. Yeah. So you can definitely tell. You can definitely tell that in the chat room often of whose feathers that you actually ruffle when you do something like that. So it's very funny. So, okay, yep, moving right along. We've got some chicken trivia today. Let me get over here. I don't think that Peach had called in today. She may not even be in today. But I did notice at the website, at RandallBurkey.com. Every Friday is sponsored by RandallBurkey.com. And it's funny. Maybe the folks that go to the mega churches, they're the one that really makes them mad. And everybody else who doesn't go to the mega church is like, yeah, what about that? What about that? So I guess you're mad. You're mad, I guess, if you're one of those that has to sit in traffic all the time. Or your church does have a police officer hired privately to come and stop me on my way to lunch. So. Anyway, so we've got, you can always tell, RandallBurkey.com, sponsors every Friday. In fact, a little later in the show, we've got some chicken trivia, and they always provide us with a bag of Happy Hen treats. Happy Hen's treats, and we've got both. We've got a Sunflower Sensation, and we've got Mealworm Frenzy. So we'll be giving away those bags a little bit later in the radio show with our chicken trivia contest. But the Chicken Whisperer special today, 20% off. 20% off. It's the Super Bowl Feeder. Super Bowl Feeder, poultry and game bird. Holds up to 50 pounds of feed. Simple assembly. Just twist two interlocking parts and assembly is complete. It's got a handle for moving or hanging, a proven product in the use of commercial industry for over a decade. Made of high-density polyurethane with UV inhibitor. Snap-on black plastic lid sewed separately. So you can also get a lid for this so you don't actually have to worry about the rain getting in there, ruin your feed, then having to fill it up again. So I think that last time this was a special, I asked about that. Does it have something to protect the feed from the rain? So we've got Super Bowl Feeder, poultry and game bird, and we've got the it's the feather feeder. Holds up to 50 pounds. It's $21.99, not a bad deal. And you get 20% off of that. So you can do the math. That brings it down to probably about $17.99, I think, for a feeder that holds 50 pounds of feed. How cool is that? And, of course, you can hang it or not. So it's your call. You can get that special at randallburkey.com. You can give them a call. You can go to their website. Just use the coupon code WHISPER. Just use the coupon code WHISPER, and that'll be your discount, 20% off this one item. Of course, Monday through Friday, any time, 24/7, when you use the coupon code WHISPER with your order, you'll get 10% off your entire order at randallburkey.com. So we appreciate them supporting this radio show. Let me go ahead and scroll out of that. Still with us, Pat? I know you said you may break up a little bit here or there. Yep, maybe we lost Pat, so maybe she just probably had a feeling that hadn't heard her chuckle in the background, and so maybe she'll call back in here in a few minutes. We're going to go to a commercial break. When we come back, we're going to start our Fun Friday Chicken Trivia segment. Don't go anywhere, folks. We'll be back right after this short break.
When you need an incubator, think Brensea, the incubation specialist. Brensea has been a world-leading manufacturer of incubators for over 30 years. They have incubators that hold anywhere from 7 to 380 eggs with high-quality electronic and digital controls, including precise humidity control and programmable egg turning, all at surprisingly affordable prices. These durable, easy-to-clean, quality products come with a 2-year warranty and are the choice of backyard breeders through research establishments. Visit them online at Brensea.com. Brensea spelled B-R-I-N-S-E-A. That's Brensea.com or call 1-888-667-7009. And don't miss out on Brensea's September sale. Until the end of the month, you can save 20% or more on their full range of incubators, brooders, egg handlers, and other incubation accessories. When you need an incubator, think Brensea. Technology you can trust. You have the chickens, the coop, and the run, but do you have the egg cartons? Don't put your beautiful farm fresh eggs in any old used grocery store egg carton. Impress your friends with your very own custom labeled egg cartons from eggcartons.com. They have a large selection of custom egg cartons, stamps, and labels to choose from. Pick out your new custom egg cartons at eggcartons.com. That's eggcartons.com. First State Vet Supply is your one-stop shop to keep your birds healthy and happy. They have a wide selection of medications, vaccines, vitamins, wormers, and much more. Every product comes with specific directions and doses for your small backyard flock. Have questions about a sick or injured chicken? Take advantage of First State Vet Supply's Ask the Chicken Doctor program. For just $25, you can have a personal phone consultation with Peter Brown, also known as the Chicken Doctor. The consultation fee is waived if you purchase a product from First State Vet Supply. Visit them online at firststatevetsupply.com. That's firststatevetsupply.com.
Pictures of chickens on aprons are common across America, but picture a chicken wearing an apron and you'll probably get a good chuckle. Laugh if you must, but nothing protects hens better than the Hen Saver Hen Apron. Hen Saver Hen Aprons protect your hens from the damage caused by an overly affectionate rooster and may even provide protection from an unexpected hawk attack. Hen Savers come in several different sizes to fit both bantam and standard-sized hens and roosters. Colors include camo, denim, navy, brown, khaki or black, and soon pink. Crazy K Farm is expanding its already colorful Hen Saver collection to include the color pink. A portion of their sales will be donated to organizations that fund breast cancer research and awareness. Order your Hen Saver aprons today at hensaver.com. That's hensaver.com.
McMurray Hatchery is the world's oldest and largest rare breed hatchery. They have been providing their customers quality poultry since 1917 and have more than 110 different breeds to choose from. Be sure to sign up for their weekly special email at McMurrayHatchery.com and receive a $5 internet exclusive coupon to use on your first internet order. McMurray Hatchery, the world's largest and oldest rare breed hatchery. Designed for starting and growing game birds, turkeys, ducks, geese, and broilers, Manapro's Game Bird Showbird Crumbles feature 24% protein and a combination of vitamins, minerals, and yeast culture. This complete feed does it all from growth and weight gain to healthy development and even improved digestion. So next time you're starting some new birds, try Manapro's Game Bird Showbird formula and see the difference. Since 1947, Randall Berkey has been providing quality products to their customers. They have everything you could ever want or need for backyard poultry. Feeders, waterers, medications, supplements, nesting boxes, and even coops. Visit them online at randallberkey.com and get 10% off your entire order when you use the coupon code WHISPER. That's randallberkey.com.
And the mighty bird against prejudice continues his fight for law and order. So when you hear that cry in the sky, you'll know it's Super Chicken.
Got to get my chicken trivia up here after running these few commercials. And we had a question in the chat room talking about basically how to get the hens to lay in a specific place. Lots of great answers are being delivered there. And a lot of times I tell folks, of course, it's I'll tell them initially, I used to say, well, just go ahead and write off the first few, you know, few eggs. And when they lay them out in the yard or in the run or in the coop, just place them in the nesting boxes and then they'll get the idea pretty quickly. But then, you know, after raising these chickens for, you know, 20 weeks, 25 weeks, whenever you get those first eggs, the possibility of these folks after feeding them and taking care of them and raising them, writing off the first few eggs, the first reward that they get is probably not going to happen. So I'm like, okay, look, enjoy the first dozen eggs. Enjoy the first half dozen eggs. You've worked for it, and you got to have that wonderful, wonderful fresh reward. But once that's done, you can just put those eggs right off the next few, put them in there. Yes, you can put wooden eggs in there, ceramic eggs in there. Some people put golf balls in there into the nesting boxes, and that normally works very, very well with I guess, training your hens where actually to lay in the nesting boxes. You want those nesting boxes to be really as uncomfortable as possible, so they don't want to get up there and roost in there and sleep in there and poop in there. So you want them to get in there, lay their egg, and get the heck out. So a lot of times they have these nesting box pads that are pretty scratchy and uncomfortable that you can put in the base. It kind of takes the place of the shavings or hay that you put in there, and then you can and get them in there and get them out of there because they're not real comfortable, and then they can lay the egg on that. So that's many ways that you can do. We had one of the classic questions I've had, I'll never forget. We had a lady come up to me and she says, I know they should be laying, but I can't find the eggs anywhere. I said, no, they're probably laying somewhere. You just need to go find out where. And then she said she did find out that they were laying in an old spare tire underneath her patio or her deck and behind her house. And I said, well, take a few of those eggs, put them in the nesting boxes in the coop. And sure enough, the next poultry meeting that we had here in Atlanta, sure enough, there it was. There were the eggs. She said, oh, it was great. Worked great. I put two or three of the eggs in the nesting boxes in the coop, and boom, they're no longer laying in the spare tire, and they are laying back in the nesting boxes. So just to answer a few of those questions there on the in the chat room. So very, very cool about that. Let's get over here and open up some chicken trivia we're going to have some fun with. Okay, I did get an email from Pete's. Let's see if she's called back in. She got really, really busy. They had a bunch of people call in, and so I did get an email from her. And so we've already told everybody about the Super Bowl feeder as the CW special. So we've got that going on. And she may call in a little bit later. That'll be great to hear from Peach on this Friday. Here we go, chicken trivia. Go ahead and open this up, and we'll start some chicken trivia. In fact, the first thing we'll give away, let's go ahead with the Happy Hen Treats. We'll do the Sunflower Sensation. All righty. Perfect. That's a great question. All righty. Here we go. As you know, the number 347-637-3237. 347-637-3237 is the number to call if you know the answer to any of these questions, and you can win some great prizes. Again, Sunflower Sensation Treats for your chickens from RandallBurkey.com. And we're going to take caller number five. Caller number five, 347-637-3237. This bantam breed is known as Pekings or Pekins. Yeah, this bantam breed is known. Peking is a white duck with a yellow orange beak. I had a few of those once and got rid of them, thank goodness. This bantam breed is known as Pekins in Britain and Australia. What is the breed known as in America? And I'll spell it for you. P-E-K-I-N-S. P-E-K-I-N-S. This bantam breed is known as Pekins in Britain and Australia. What is the breed known as in America? 347-637-3237. If you know the answer, we're going to take caller number five. Remember, you've got to press one once you call in to let me know that you are participating in the chicken trivia contest and not just wanting to call in and listen, because we do have many people that call in just to listen to the show. They may and they may not know the answer. Okay. Trying to see. Got the answer posted in the chat room as well. Perfect doings. Perfect doings here. Get over here to the excellent. Now, I wonder out of all these callers if I said something like, if you've won anything in the last 30 days, you're not eligible. How many of the phone lines would automatically disappear? I don't keep any of their information. That's why every time somebody wins, they have to send it to me. I don't keep any of that stuff. Don't have the space for it. Don't have the time for it. So you just send it to me, and I get it off to the Randall Berkey or to McMurray Hatchery at cartons.com. Get that information to them. So, and we've had some requests like that, just like we've had some requests for the stew pot segment. I don't know how long we'll do that. Kind of irritate some people in the chat room, but we have had several requests for the stew pot segment, or the that really ruffles my feathers segment. And then we've had some people that call in and request and say, you know what, A lot of the same people are winning. Maybe we ought to just have, you know, every 2 weeks, you know, if you have won something. And we did that before a long time ago when we started this radio show almost 2 years ago. We actually did that. I think it was 30 days. But then basically we kind of the rules changed. And, hey, if you're lucky enough to call in, if you know the answer, if you're the right caller, well, by George, that you can win. And I know Pat's not with us, but let me see. Let me get back over here and see if Pat may have called in as she's riding down the road. Nope, she must be in a bad cell. So, so, and then we said, you know, well, everybody's eligible for the big contests, you know, the big chicken coop contest that we do, and then these daily contests, you know, give it, you know, 30 days. And then we said, ah, you know, what the heck. So, and plus it's just kind of, even for the people who win, it was just too much to keep up with, so it's not that big of a deal regarding that. If you happen to be playing along with our chicken coop contest this time, the password collection for poultry protection contest, the contest did start on October the 19th, Tuesday, October the 19th. It's going to go all the way until Thursday, November the 18th. And then we're going to give this awesome chicken coop away, brand new chicken coop from mypetchicken.com, giving that away on Friday the 19th. Friday the 19th. To one lucky caller who can rename all the secret passwords. If you happen to be collecting, today's secret password is Waddle. Today's secret password is Waddle. Okay, so there you have it. And we'll be posting that on our Facebook fan page a little later today. Lots of people talking about the egg cartons in there. I think every egg carton I have in this house came from eggcartons.com. And and the last ones we got were kind of the flat top egg cartons. I really would like to try next time when we go to get those, the vintage egg cartons. They're like the 3x4 vintage egg cartons, very popular and very cool. Right now, I've got tons of them in there. They are the paper cartons, so we can recycle them if need be. And they are the flat top paper egg cartons. Really like those. So. And I guess if you get the plastic ones, you can recycle plastic too, just like you can paper and everything else. The foam ones, I think, the styrofoam ones, I think those are the ones technically you want to stay away from, I'm guessing, if you had to choose which one's most green for the planet. The vintage ones are very cool. They got even kind of the vintage printing on them, but the vintage edge carton 3x4, very, very popular there at eggcartons.com. And I think, don't quote me on this, but I'm pretty sure that through today you get free shipping at eggcartons.com. They were running a two-week special. They don't normally do it this time of year. Normally it's around Thanksgiving or Christmas. So you might want to call them and find out if you use the coupon code. I think it was fall2010, F-A-L-L, fall2010, when you ordered there at eggcartons.com. I guess you can order online and see if that works. You got free shipping. And I think it actually ends today. It's been going on for 2 weeks. We've told you about it before. But I think that ends tonight at midnight. So that may be something that you want to actually do. But, yeah, we the very first ones Jen and I got were the styrofoam. And we said, no, this isn't very green. And the next ones we got were the paper cartons. But I'm not an expert on recycling. I don't believe you can recycle styrofoam. I think that just lasts in our landfills forever. I know you can recycle plastic. I know you can recycle paper. Paper is, I guess, probably better. You would think that would make sense, but either way. So, I think free shipping is through today. Just use fall2010 as the coupon code. So glad we can help you out with that. All righty. Let's go to caller number 8. Caller number 8. We'll go to the phone lines right now. All righty. Thank you very much for tuning in and calling today. Caller number 8 at area code 925. Calling from area code 925. If you'll state your name and tell us where you're calling from, please.
Wes from Oakley, California.
Wes, W-E-S?
W-E-S. Pigeon Radio in the chat room.
Very good. And from California. Hey, Pigeon Radio, you've got your own blog talk show. I think you just started up, didn't you?
Well, we haven't started the blog talk show, but we do have our own show at pigeonradio.com. We use a little different platform there, but we're moving to Blog Talk.
Excellent. Well, welcome aboard. We've had great success. We were on a little, a tiny little station broadcast, you know, via an antenna here in Atlanta when we first started up for our first few months, just one day a week, Saturdays at 9 a.m. First Saturday in February 2009 was our first show. So we're coming up on 2 years, and we found Blog Talks, and folks told us about it, and I was a little skeptical at first, but man, it's been nothing but great ever since we moved over here. So we've had a great time with that. Alrighty, Wes, this Bantam breed is known as Pekins in Britain and Australia. What is the breed known as here in America?
Bantam Cochins.
That is correct. Bantam Cochins. Absolutely, 100%. And that just won you, being the correct caller, noting the right answer, Sunflower Sensation. Really cool treats for your birds from RandallBurkey.com. And what I'm going to do, since I know you're, I think, a first-time winner, Wes, is I'm just going to give you a call after the radio show and get that shipping address for Peach over at RandallBurkey.com, and she'll send those out to you early next week.
Okay. We appreciate it.
Hey, thank you so much for listening. Good luck with your show on Blog Talk, and I hope you have a great weekend.
Keep up the great work, Andy.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All righty, there we go. And Wes, I think he's a new listener, but I think I'm definitely a first-time caller and winner out there in sunny California, and he's going to get his Sunflower Sensation from RandallBurkey.com. Head over here to the chat room, see what's going on. Congratulations, absolutely. I'm sure lots of people knew that answer. A few people private messaged me with the right answer, so very good. And I'm glad I could help you out with the eggcartons.com free shipping code. That's great. Glad I can help you out with that. If you call in and give that code to them, tell them you heard about it on the Chicken Whisper radio show. All righty, Sunflower Station was first. Now we got to go to Mealworm Frenzy. Mealworm Frenzy, also from RandallBurkey.com. Let me scroll down here and get. Oh, this is good. Let's see. This is a good one. We'll take caller number, let's do lucky number 7. We'll go down one. Lucky number 7, because it is Fun Friday. What is the common disease that strikes baby chicks that is passed primarily through the droppings? What is the common disease that strikes baby chicks that is passed through and picked up through the droppings? And really, having good husbandry practices can prevent the majority of this disease. And when you've got your baby chicks in a brooder and you're raising them, whether you hatch them out or you get baby chicks through the mail, what is the common disease that strikes baby chicks that is passed through the droppings, that they pick up through the droppings? And so that's what we're looking for. 347-637-3237. I think we said caller lucky number 7. Mealworm Frenzy. Mealworm Frenzy. Everybody loves the mealworms. And I think in this package is the sealable Ziploc package, 3,250 mealworms in this particular package. So great prize for you. Your chickens will absolutely love it. And that's the question. If you know the answer to that, what is the common disease that strikes baby chicks that is passed through the droppings? 347-637-3237. That's all you got to do is give us a call. Hang on just a second. I'm going to. There we go. Hey, Christina. You're on the air.
I'm sitting here monitoring the chat room and getting a new binder ready for some new youth poultry that I'm going to be meeting up this weekend.
I hear that in the background. That's awesome. Yeah, I just saw that you were in listening live, and all your great work, Christina, is such a big help with the daily operations at Chicken Whisperer Inc. Whether answering emails and running the chat room, scheduling interview. In fact, you scheduled an interview for me today at 2:30 with US 101 FM. there in Chattanooga, Tennessee. We reported a lot about that lately. Chattanooga, Tennessee is looking at and researching about changing their ordinances and their laws about keeping backyard poultry there in Chattanooga. Not too far away. We may just have to take the two-hour drive right on up the road to Chattanooga and see what's going on up there and give them the factual information up there, too. So I know I've got that interview. My understanding is that the radio show is live from 3 to 7, but we're going to be actually interviewing with them at 2:30 today, and then that'll be a taped interview that will then be played during the drive home there in Chattanooga area, maybe a few times between 3 and 7 p.m. today.
That's right. And actually, in the chat room, I will post a link to the webpage for US 101, and they can listen live through the Internet, so they if they want to listen for you.
Okay. Perfect. That'll be great. Then they can listen, and I'll probably try to do that, too, a little bit this afternoon. I've got to get ready for the Tractor Supply big show tomorrow, so I'll be getting ready for that, and so I may try to listen as well. Of course, I'll know what I said, but it'll still be interesting to see comments before and after the interview and what kind of call-ins they may take regarding that. Now, I just saw and I just noticed in the chat room that Purple Lotus came in. She's a little bit late. Her son's Gymboree class is now at 11 a.m. Central on Friday, so she misses the first hour of Fun Friday. But Purple Lotus, what you really missed, Purple Lotus, is, and you were one of the many, actually, believe it or not, one of the many who requested that we have a segment called That Really Ruffles My Feathers, or a segment called The Stew Pot, or a segment called, I don't know, what were some of the others? About how I take maybe 60 seconds, 120 seconds, and just pick a topic, you know, whatever it may be, whether I agree with it, disagree with it, like it, dislike it, whatever. Let's just keep people guessing. Because I think most people who listen to me kind of know, they get to know me. They get to know what kind of guy I am. So, you know, hey, shake up the egg basket a little bit to see what's going on. So,
Andy.
Purple Lotus, you'll just have to go back and listen to the archive and listen to the very first segment of The Stew Pot with the Chicken Whisperer. So, like I said, it could or could not be related to backyard poultry, but just 120 seconds to really just ruffle people's feathers, whether they agree or disagree. So, you got to love it. So, yeah, everybody in the chat room, you can blame Purple Lotus. She was one of the ones that requested to have that segment. So I think it's kind of interesting. I think good debate is very good. All righty, let's go to the phone lines here. This is for the mealworms. pardon me. This is for the mealworms. Caller lucky number 7. And we're going to the phone lines right now. All righty. Thanks for calling in. Caller number 2, area code 209, area code 209. You're lucky caller number 7, if you'll state your name and where you're calling from, please.
Hi. Is it me? Is it Sheree?
That's you, area code 209.
Yay! You're kidding. Hi. Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited.
Spell your first
name for
me. I
called at just the right moment. What?
Spell your first name for me.
Oh, sure. It's C-H-E-R-I-E.
Perfect. Okay. That's all I needed. Don't need a last name. Don't need to put that on the air. So, perfect. And what state are you calling from?
I'm calling from California.
Another California. How about that? So, it's let's see, what's up, 10, 11, 12, 1. Yeah, 10, 15 out there on the West Coast. So, hey, let me ask you this. Speaking of not related to backyard poultry, are y'all really going to make marijuana legal in California? You hear a lot more news than we do here and probably any other state other than what we see on the national news, which is about a 30-second segment on it. But you see all – it's probably daily something that's in the news there. Does it really look like y'all are going to legalize marijuana out there in California?
It depends because – there's pluses and minuses to it, but the fact is a lot of the law enforcement here don't believe that it's a good thing. And when you look at the Mexican drug cartels that are in the big areas such as Humboldt and Mendocino counties, you definitely realize that you don't want to have any legalization of it. But at the same time, I've also known people that have had cancer, and it has made a huge difference in the way that they live. So on one hand, I kind of agree that people should have access to it, but I don't know if it really should be legal or not, just personally. But it's a hot topic because depending on which area you're in California, you'll kind of get a different answer to that question.
That makes sense.
So,
just like, I guess, in any state, you know, depending on where you're at and if you're in the inner city or the suburbs or the affluent area or the not-so-affluent area or the
mm-hmm.
out in the country
mm-hmm.
in the farming area, or I guess you would get a different answer depending on where you're at and people's beliefs and what kind of industry that you're in. So, yeah, I can understand that. So
It's different. Well, and what's interesting, too, is that we were just actually up near Eureka, like up that area up on the north coast, and apparently there's a lot of people that grow it and sell it up there. And we had never been there before, but it was interesting talking to people that we knew that lived in that area and that the marijuana market is big, which I wasn't that aware of. And it was interesting hearing our friends kind of talk about it, and they knew exactly which neighbors grew it and sell it, you know, sold it. But there just seems to be a great debate because I think it's kind of a toss between people who want the people who medically have a necessary reason to have it, you know, that they should be able to have access to it because it really does help when you have cancer or health issues.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're on your last leg of life, you know, I don't see a problem with it. But the problem lies in that marijuana is kind of like a first-step drug, so it's the meth, it's those kinds of drugs that cause more violence and more crime, but that doesn't mean that it won't happen with marijuana.
Kind of like chickens are the first step animal to having a barnyard of animals, like in that blog. We get chickens, and next it's goats, and then sheep, and then cows. So chickens and marijuana, see, we can bring that in. We can have this related to backyard poultry if we need to, based on the gentleman's blog. So, yeah, absolutely. So chickens and marijuana may have something in common there, that they're a step to the next problem of cows or heroin. So there you go.
Oh gosh.
Andy will find a way to link it.
Now my question is of all those people out there in California who are smoking it, do they actually inhale?
Oh, good question.
Do
they inhale?
Okay, the question is, what is the common disease that strikes baby chicks that is passed through the droppings and often that they pick up from droppings in, say, the brooder, because they're in there at that particular age? What do you think that would be, Sherry?
Well, I think I accidentally said the answer, so it's kind of good that I was the one that got called, or, you know, that called and got picked, but I believe it's coccidiosis.
That is correct. Coccidiosis.
Yay!
Absolutely. And, that's perfect. Go ahead.
Oh, no, I let the I accidentally let the answer drop in the chat room, and I thought, "Oh, no," and I felt bad. Okay. So then I quickly called, so I'm glad I called.
You never know.
That's true. And you know,
you never know.
I actually have my first experience with coccidiosis in all the years that we've raised chickens. We've never ever had a problem, but in our area especially, we try not to hatch chicks late in the year, and we had some that hatched in June, and it was devastating. I had a whole group that ran a fruit bin that we had converted into a brooder, and went out there one morning, saw that there was actually blood, looked like blood, mm-hmm. all in the shavings, and I actually thought that something had broken into the, something was injured, and that something had broken into the brooder. And when I looked, that's when I realized that there was one kind of crouched in the corner, grabbed that one, and took a look and realized that it was coccidiosis. And it was as if, I went on like red alert. Suddenly everything was isolated. Everything was, you know, sanitized like crazy. And the way that we figured out that the coccidiosis had gotten to the chicks was actually through the flies, because we had moved some fly traps. The brooders were always especially clean. I'm kind of meticulous about that. And we figured out that the flies were around the cows and in other areas, so they actually transferred the coccidiosis to the chicks. So that would be my warning to everybody, is that when it's in the summertime and you have flies, they're not just annoying to us, but they can transmit disease. So, yeah.
Okay.
But I had to survive. it was devastating. But that's my little story. Oh.
Let me tell you, I don't know if you're in the chat room or not, but we have the best listeners. It's so funny. They're saying things when you mention, you know, marijuana being the entry level drug, just
oh,
like
no.
the blog said, you know. So someone's saying, I'm having a craving for some crack corn now.
Yep. Oh,
somebody
no.
in there. Let's see, there were some other ones in there. Someone else was saying, yeah, happy hens and happy eggs, and let's see what else. Give Keish a chance, and just say no. just say no to goats.
Oh gosh, oh, no. Well, you know, when you're on a chicken show, you don't expect to talk about marijuana laws.
That's exactly right. Well, you being in California, it's been in the news. I thought I'd take a chance and ask, and lo and behold, we twisted it into something that had to do with backyard poultry. So.
Well, you know,
it's
one of those crazy things, and you know, it really does depend on what areas you live on as far as people's opinions. And there's a local radio show here that was talking about it too, and it just, I think people mostly worry about the crime and, you know, how is it going to change things and is it really financially beneficial, but oh, I don't know.
I don't know either. I don't have an answer for that, so. It looks like Chicka
Hard
just
rock.
Put in there a comment. She put chickweed. So.
Chickweed. And now I see Cheech and Chong chicken.
Yes, Hard Rock, yes. Cheech and Chong chicken.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, no. Oh, gosh.
I love it. Well, hey, thanks very much for listening. Hope you enjoyed the show. Who knows? We may continue I think somebody in there actually named our new segment. Yep, that cackles my cackles. That hackles my cackles. That hackles my cackles. That's the segment I think we may actually start calling that little.
That's a great segment. It kind of gives
absolutely.
You an outlet.
Hey. Yes, absolutely.
Well, thank you.
Just keep talking. Thank you very much, and you have a great weekend.
Thank
bye,
you. Bye, too. Okay, bye.
How about that, Christina? You never know what you're going to hear on Backyard, especially on a fun Friday. You just never know.
That's exactly
yeah, absolutely.
It.
Absolutely. We're just letting people think. We're broadening their minds a little bit. And a lot of homeschoolers listen to this radio show, so we're just, you know, we're wanting to broaden their minds, have them really think outside the box, use their brain.
Right,
stop,
right.
Stop being sheeple and just following the herd. But, you know, come on, make your own decisions. You know, make up your own mind. So,
but you know what, Andy? You've opened up a lot of doors I wasn't ready to explain yet. So,
I remember one of them you said, I remember vividly when we were talking about bringing eggs back from other countries to hatch out or trying to get on the airplane with eggs, and all of a sudden you have some eggs that you're trying to you know, maybe some very rare,
yes.
Moran eggs or whatever you're bringing over from France or who knows what. And next thing you know, you're getting patted down at the airport security. And next thing you know, they bust a couple of eggs in your pockets and yolk starts running down your leg and out by your shoe. And you look up to the security guard and say, I'm sorry, but I'm ovulating. So,
yes. Whole new conversation there. Thanks.
Yeah, we had fun with that one that we've had on the radio show before. And of course, if Pat was still here, my goodness, hopefully she's driving safely down the road. She always has some really nice ones that she joins. Looks like we got time for one more question here. Let's see here. And we'll do this. I think this is pretty basic. I don't think there would be other worded answers. So, and what we'll do here is we'll do a Chicken Whisperer prize package. You'll get a T-shirt, a bumper sticker, a wristband. We'll throw in a button, and who knows? But at least you'll get a bumper sticker, a wristband, Power to Poultry wristband, a T-shirt, and a Chicken Whisperer pin or button. And we're going to take caller number 10. Caller number 10. I'm sure we got a great number of listeners out there in Radio Land. Name the four parts of a feather. That's the easiest question we've had in a long time as far as questions are concerned. Name the four parts of a feather, and if you know those, and it has to match my answer, I guess, then give us a call. Caller number 10, 347-637-3237, 347-637-3237, and we're having a good time in the chat room. Everybody's laughing and smiling and having a great time.
Mm-hmm.
Chickens for Eggs saying, oh, my gosh, I would never have expected to talk about medical marijuana today on Backyard Poultry with the chicken.
Who would have thought? Hey, Mary Jane Chicks from Show Me Silkies.
Oh, my goodness.
Now, actually, Andy, this quiz question, trivia question, came from the Coop Tender Notebook from the APAEBA Youth Program. So you know how Bridget's always pulling them out of the air from the Avian Bowl? Well, we're going to start pulling them out of the youth program notebooks.
That's great. So you have the official answer then. You have the official. Well,
yes.
I have the official answer because
yes.
You sent it to me. Name
yes.
the four parts of a feather. And now, see, some people are getting kind of detailed. Dragonfly just gave me. She actually sent me five parts via Hey, Dragonfly, go ahead and send that to Love for Poultry in the chat room, what you just sent me via private message, and see what happens, and see what she says. I got four parts, and so that's fine. So, I'm getting some different names sent to me, Christina, than...
Okay, that's fine. Send them over to me in the chat room. I'm Love for Poultry in the chat room.
Yeah. Hang on. Okay, I'm back. Let's go to the phone lines and see how many people want to take a gander at this one. Just need a couple more callers, folks, and we'll be up there. Wait, we already are. I had to scroll down a little bit. Caller number 10. Caller number 10. Since I got Christina on the line as well, we're going to have her be the judge. We'll have her be the judge here. All righty, going to the phone lines. Caller number 10. Ding, ding, ding. Thank you for calling. You've reached Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer from area code 515. Area code 515, if you'll state your name and tell us what state you're calling from.
Hello. I'm Carlin. Hi.
How are you doing?
Good.
Good. And it's Carlin, correct?
Yeah.
Carlin. Perfect. Okay. We are asked, what name four parts of the feather, and Christina's going to be the judge here. So go ahead with your answer.
Vein, barb, shaft, and barbule.
Barbules? Actually, no.
Really?
Yeah, barbules are part of the barb.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm just making sure.
I'm sorry.
I got that. No, sorry about that. Thank you so much for calling. Please try back if you get the answer. Go very, very quickly here. Let me see who else we've got. Hang on a minute. Try to get this number down real quick. We'll go live very, very, very quickly. Area code 561, you're on the air. State your name and what state you're calling from, please.
Hi, Andy. It's Laura. I'm in Fort Pierce.
Hey, Laura. What do you think? Four parts of a feather. Christina, go ahead.
Oh, gosh. I don't know. I was pretty much thinking what he was thinking. So let's vein, barb, shaft, after feather.
And one more.
Christina?
And
that's four parts, yes. She got four parts, but there is one more.
But she got four parts?
She did get four parts, and yes, she just named the fifth.
Okay, perfect. Okay, I had to put you on mute there, Laura, because we're running out of time, but I know you're on Facebook. Send me your shipping. In fact, I think I got your shipping address. You have won that Chicken Whisperer prize package. Thank you very much for listening, everybody. I hope you all have a wonderful and blessed weekend. We'll see you back here Monday, 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Law Talk Radio. Thanks for tuning in. Have a great weekend.
Ha ha ha.